I'm sure a majority of you have heard about the Baby Cheese Challenge. If you have not, parents are taking part in a new challenge called the Baby Cheese Challenge. They're videotaping themselves throwing cheese slices at their baby's head.
It's not like the block of slices, sharp cheddar cheese slices. Yeah, it's like the American cheese. Yeah,
the singles. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, the singles. Yes.
Now everyone's split on this. Some love this, obviously, because they're posting videos and they want to do this challenge with their baby,
it's hilarious,
or their kids. Some people call it cruel. They say this is terrible. You should be ashamed of yourselves. We're so upset at you for even doing this to your baby. Why would you do that? You're just using them for your amusement. It's like your little toy. So we're putting this out there on our socials, or 862-9965. Where are you at on the Baby Cheese Challenge? I've been watching videos for the last 30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And I'm torn. I'm torn of where... My first initial, I was laughing because it is kind of funny.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
And I'm like, oh, they're cute. And then I was also thinking, I'm like, well, look, they have a snack.
Right.
Like afterwards, it's almost kind of like, if it is cruel, like the minute that you're like, oh, I shouldn't have thrown cheese in my baby's head. Then you go, well, you know what? They can just peel it off their forehead and then start eating away. Like, there you go. There's your snack. And it's conveniently located right in front of your mouth.
Here's the thing. If you want your child to grow up with any sort of sense of humor at all, you do stuff like this with them, right?
Well, you can't use that rationale with people who don't have a sense of humor. Like, some people are just, you've seen these people.
Yeah,
they don't have it.
Oh, how dare you throw cheese at your baby? It's funny,
miserable.
Funny. You're not beating them. It's funny. And, you know, I like to hide in Tingy's closet after he's gone to bed and then jump out and scare him.
I don't know if that was a good example.
Well, it's what I do. And you know what? He ends up doing the same thing to me, and we have a nice chuckle together.
You just scare each other.
Yeah, he has a sense of humor.
You know
what
would be really funny? If we sent some random person in your house for them to scare you. That would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Oh, hilarious.
We just take it to the next level. That would be fun, right?
But my point is, you got to be playful with your kids. And this is playful. This is not tormenting them. This isn't mistreating them. This is funny. It's the same reason why when I was watching Chainsaw Massacre as a kid, my dad shows up outside my bedroom window with a chainsaw and a mask.
But was he throwing the chainsaw at you?
You
was he throwing the mask at your head?
Don't.
Okay, was he using...
If he was throwing the mask at my head, I would have laughed, not the chainsaw.
Was he using you as a beanbag toss?
No.
Was it, you know what I mean? Were you the dartboard? Was he throwing darts at you?
But that's not the same thing.
These
parents have a sense of humor, and I love it.
The other initial reaction that I had, and I had a bad reaction. I had a good reaction and a bad reaction whenever I was watching these baby cheese challenge videos.
Yeah.
Is that what would happen if people from 100 years ago were watching these videos? I'm sorry, dude, but that's where my mind went. I'm just like...
They would have a sense of humor, some of them, too. Or they would be like, oh, my God, what a waste of cheese. Do you know how long it took us to
make
that?
That's what I'm saying. Like that, and it's just like, dude, in the future, everyone is lazy. Like, this is what we're doing? We're so bored. No, it's not me. I'm thinking about the people 100 years ago or 200 years ago or... 30 years ago, who are like coming up from the dead, and they're watching these videos, and they're like, ah, gosh, man, it's gotten
they
really...
They must have a lot of time on their hands.
For people that say they're so busy with their schedule, and they've got so much crap going on, that they have time to throw cheese on their baby's forehead, that was the only thing I thought of. I thought
of
these
of
people.
Break. Yeah. No, I know, but I think it's fun. It's
overall, I did get a good chuckle, though. So what
quality
do you guys,
time with your kids.
Have you seen the baby cheese challenges? What do you think? Do you think it's cruel? Do you think it's okay? 862-9965 or on our socials. I love it when they have a blank stare. They don't even know what to do with it. They just leave it on their forehead for like 5 or 10 minutes. And they're just like...
That's hilarious.
Oh, I'll eat it whenever I want to.
Oh, my God.
I can't see in here.